that makes day and night, but its axis of rotation isn't fully upright when looked at in relation to our orbital plane. So each hemisphere in turn's receding more solar gain. Axial tilt is the reason for the season. Axial tilt is the factor in play. Summer will run while we turn to the sun, and winter when our hemisphere is pointed away. As our axial tilt puts the sun at its height, we get more sunbeams per acre and more hours of light. As our orbit swings round the other side of the sun, the angled light is weaker and midday sooner done. Axial tilt is the reason for the season. Axial tilt is the factor in play. Summer will run while we turn to the sun, and winter when our hemisphere is pointed away. We can't see the tilt that makes the seasons go by, except by the migration of the sun in the sky. Toward the horizon, winter shifted its track, and the ancients threw a party when it turned to come back. Axial tilt is the reason for the season. Axial tilt is the factor in play. Summer will run while we turn to the sun, and winter when our hemisphere is pointed away. And just like the ancients from whom we descend, we're glad to be reminded that the winter will end. Taking our customs from pagans of old, we have ourselves a holiday defying the cold. Axial tilt is the reason for the season. Axial tilt is the factor in play. Summer will run while we turn to the sun, and winter when our hemisphere is pointed away. Axial tilt is the reason for the season. Axial tilt is the factor.